spacereport.com, and you can have your name etched in a piece of aluminum foil along with about 100,000 others and sent into space to land on an asteroid aboard the Japanese Muses C spacecraft. This is the first ever asteroid sample return mission and is to be launched in 2005 and possibly return samples in 2007. However, you have until July 8th to sign up to have your name launched aboard this spacecraft. This isn't the first time this has been done. Names were launched aboard the Japanese Nozomi spacecraft, which is on its way to Mars currently. Also, names were launched aboard the 1998 rather Mars Pathfinder spacecraft and the Stardust spacecraft, which will be the first ever comet sample return mission, and aboard the Planetary Society's Cosmos 1 Solar Sail spacecraft. That's all the time we have for this week's edition of the Space Report. I want to thank you again for listening, and if you have any comments and suggestions, please feel free to send them to chris@thespacereport.com. And as always, check out the website for news updated daily at www.thespacereport.com. This has been The Space Report on the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network.
Oh, that hurts my ear. It has been The Space Report. Thank you, Chris. There he was, direct from the padded studio in Rochester, Minnesota. Chris Peterson, this week's edition of The Space Report. Also have a sea launch coming up on Saturday afternoon. I think the window opens sometime just after 5:30 Eastern time, and that launch will be on satellite. Doggone it, I don't have that email in front of me right now. Is it Galaxy 11? Or is it Galaxy 3R? In any event, it's going to be on KU. 12.050 gigahertz is downlink frequency. And, yeah, Chris will try and get you that audio, assuming that I'm here. A lot going on Saturday, so maybe Pat will be a good back up for us. It's G3RKU. 12.050 is the downlink frequency. That launch coming up late Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening from the Sea Launch facility located on the equator at 154 degrees. Is that where that is? They're going to insert the thing directly into a geostationary transfer orbit, which, of course, they can do because they're launching from the equator. And maybe their camera will actually work long enough to track this launch. If you've been following the sea launches, they don't have a good track record with their launch cameras. Rocket goes boom, camera goes dead. I think the last one, the camera worked a little longer. That's right, their headquarters, it's berthed in long. You'll break into Blair? No, because the launch is Saturday. It's the 15th. Blair's on Sunday. Anyway, the sea launch, Galaxy 3C satellite, goes up. And the programming begins around 5:30, 5:40 Eastern time on Galaxy 3RKU. Again, 12.050. Ah, it's a Blair replay that you'll break into. So you're sort of going to interrupt a deja vu is what you're going to do. That's all right. I think we can handle that. We follow the launches here on Wookiee, and if you stay tuned, you hear pretty much all of them. Bruce Hornsby in a range on the potpourri.
Saying I've got not a lot, not a nerve. Say that we could be friends. You're thinking I'm just another one telling lies. Don't want to be fooled again. When you always go your way, and I always speechless, didn't say anything to him. Next time I swear it's gonna be different. I promise not to be silent again. And you always go your way, and I always go mine. Maybe one day we'll come together, we'll cross the great divide. Hey, and I always cross to the other side.
Just disagree. Ooh. a place that's far away. How about you? Have you got a place to stay? Why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, but now it's the end of our love song. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, oh, oh. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, 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 oh.
It's Dave Mason, and we just disagree, and I like that. And before that, what the heck did I play before that? I always have trouble remembering. Oh, yeah, Bruce Hornsby in the Range is what I played before that. And it's good stuff. Okay, have y'all got your secret decoder rings handy? You got to listen really careful. I need a linguist. I need a language expert. Is this a spy message from Afghanistan? Was this maybe a cue from somebody in Iran or Iraq? What is this lady saying?
Hello, Kamal, it's Sana. المهم عيد لك انت ما كاينش دابا في الدار ندخل عيد لي عند ماما واخا يلا سلام عليكم.
Did you hear those beeps before she hung up? What is that lady saying? A couple of messages like that on a friend of mine's answering machine last summer and fall. What is that lady saying? I need a linguist. I need to know. That sounds like Arabic to me, but I don't know. What is that lady saying? Tracy called me up. She's got Chris locked in the padded studio, and she was asking if I had heard a very interesting satellite story. Yes, I have. Mike Cole will be here about 25 minutes past the next hour or so. And, well, let's just say the American military has absolutely set a new benchmark for incompetence. And it's been going on for months. And a freelance journalist has been trying to tell them about it for months. But they don't want to know. They don't want to hear it. Play it again, he says. All right, I'll play it again. What is this lady saying?
Hello, Kamal, Edisana. Mama, I'm looking for my kids to love stuff. I'm going to go to my kids and mama. Yeah, I'm going to go.
I mean, you hear all that extra clicking and stuff going on there. That is like way long distance with extra beeps and extra clicks. And what is that lady saying, huh? Journey into Space, coming up in just minutes on the Potpourri.